800-313-9443. I'm going to throw out that call-in number. Need some new callers, and we're not talking about people changing their names or where they're coming from, because we actually can check that. We've actually licensed out to Homeland Security. No, I'm just kidding. Now I'd like to hear from some, we appreciate Kat calling in. I believe she was calling in from Washington. And other people, or maybe, I'm not sure if that was Kat, that was, we're getting some estranged callers, of course, as well, for whatever reason. And it appears that, some groups, conference callers are, listening in on the program for whatever reason. We're supposed to have James Corbett tonight. We didn't have him last week, from the CorbettReport.com. And, you know, we'll probably get, the caller that likes to call in for James and loves his show and can't understand why he's on my program and some other callers. But hopefully, we've got, sent our producer and our screeners through an intensive weekend program to be able to ferret out fake calls. And we have had some real good ones on here with accents and all kinds of other stuff. But I'd like to hear from some real people out there. We have a lot of listeners. We've got approaching 1,000 somewhere.
All right.
Slowly getting there. Hundreds at least. I believe we do have James Corbett here. Is that a confirmation?
I'm here. Are you there?
Oh, cool. Yeah, James, how's it going?
I'm doing pretty well. How you doing?
Oh, with all things considered, I just got another letter from Homeland Security today.
Mm-hmm.
Like having your mail carrier deliver certified mail to you coming from Homeland Security.
Yeah, that's always a pleasant delivery, I'm sure.
Yeah, I'm the talk of the neighborhood.
Yeah.
Dude, man, that guy's getting stuff from Homeland Security. You don't think he works for him? No, I don't think so. I'm just kidding. Anything going on with you? Anything new? Anything?
Well, I had a bit of food poisoning this week, so I've been out of commission.
Yikes.
For a few days anyway. So, other than that.
How'd you get that?
Yeah.
Huh? Canned food or?
Sorry?
Get out. You there?
I just can't hear you.
Oh, how'd you get the food poisoning?
Oh, I was eating some bad ramen. As you do sometimes, unfortunately. But nothing I can't handle, and I'm back on my feet again, so I'm working on the latest edition of my podcast and my videos and all that, so thought I'd drop in
site,
and keep you company.
Your new site, yeah, I appreciate that. Your new site is looking wunderbar.
Thank you very much.
Speaking of wunderbar, go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say, it's a lot of work, but it's definitely paid off. There's, I think it looks, and it acts a lot better than the old website, so I'm happy.
Well, I wanted to get into, if we can, I wanted to talk about the whole German connection, the thing that I like to focus on every once in a while. We'll be right back. This is Eric Schein, Lieutenant Schein, graduate of Kings Point, United States Merchant Marine Academy, and James Corbett from the Corbett Report. This is In the Zone. This is Republic Broadcasting Network. We are live.
Dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny and that the banks know this and hope you don't find out? Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit free2prosper.com right now.
Do you need help getting your child to behave? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'm willing to give away thousands of my best-selling total transformation programs for free. All you do is tell us how the program works for you and your family. Did it turn around your child's behavior? Did the screaming and arguing stop in your home? Is he doing better in school? The Total Transformation has helped hundreds of thousands of families. I want to see what it can do for you, and I'm willing to let you have it for free. Just order my program, use it with your child, then send me your feedback. I'll refund the purchase price of the program. You keep the Total Transformation program forever, for free. You don't have to struggle with your child's bad behavior one more day, because now you can try my Total Transformation, and the program will be free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
The lines are loading up, and you can go to www.crossingtherubicon.org. It's not the best website in the world. It doesn't explain it the best. It gets into it, starts to. Hopefully you can figure it out by Googling my name, Lieutenant Shine, or Lieutenant Eric Shine on Google, and they'll get all kinds of articles and stuff. And James Corbett, who is our co-host from the Corbett Report, and you can go to his website, thecorbettreport.com, and check out what he has going on there, where he interviews hundreds of interesting, newsworthy people and has archives there, and you can support his efforts and send him a donation. You have contact information on your website for donations and stuff? Or
That's right. Well, at the moment, the only way that people can really support is to buy a copy of my DVD. I've got a DVD of videos that I put out in the year 2009 that I thought were valuable enough, so I'm selling that for $15 or roughly thereabouts in Japanese yen equivalent, so people can purchase that on the website. And other than that, everything's for free download and free to keep and save and share to others.
Oh, you mean like a public service?
That's pretty much what it is. I'm not really thinking I'm going to make millions out of this, but it would be nice to be able to do this full time. But of course,
yeah, right.
That's kind of
and make
dream.
A living. Yeah, make
yeah,
a
exactly.
living doing it.
Yeah.
Well, no, and I mean you're bringing important information and voices that people don't get to hear as much as they should,
You know, we've got a clampdown. I'm sure it's the same, not only in Japan where you're at now, but also back in Canada with a clampdown on media. I mean, even look at Italy. You got Berlusconi, who is, I believe he's a media magnate, just like Rupert Murdoch. And Murdoch, you know, of course, is from Australia. But Berlusconi, you know, he's the or the prime minister or whatever of Italy.
Which right, is, exactly. Yeah.
What's what is he prime minister or what's his?
Yeah, prime minister. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's not even a question. I don't think there's a question anymore of whether the press is controlled. It's just to what extent it's controlled, and is there any nation that's really more free than less? But
The internet would have been the answer, and it looked like that was the, you know, thanks to Al Gore inventing the internet.
Oh, thank you, Al Gore.
Yeah. Well, I just, I don't know. I wanted to get into briefly, and we've got some callers. I would go to the callers, but I want to kind of set the tone. If the callers at hold, please. We've got still a couple of open lines. But I want to get into the whole thing. I was talking to somebody about this today, and I get into it all the time. And it goes into, you know, even, in fact, I want to read that paragraph because I haven't done it in a while. I tried to, I think, last week, but it kind of got run into everything else. But it's from Philip Bobbitt's book, The Shield of Achilles, War, Peace, and the Course of History. And it kind of goes into that movie I was talking to you about that I just saw that just came out called The Eagle, which goes to, like, the Phoenix, which is one of those standards that has passed through history for thousands of years, and it is tied to like the fasci and other symbols. It is tied to war. It is tied to collectivism. It is tied to central government. It is tied to fascism. And when you start to look at even, you know, what that movie is all about, going and grabbing the eagle, I work for a company called American President Lines. And you can still see their containers and some of the ships out there. They're managed by other people. But the emblem that they have is the Phoenix. Some would say it's the Eagle, and others would say it's the Phoenix, and some would say it's a blend between the two. But if you start looking into the what's going on and what has been going on, Martin Bormann outsourced over 750 large corporate industrial manufacturing families out of Germany before the fall of Germany. And you can go on to, I think it's Spitfire Grill. He's got a website and he gets into a lot of this stuff and the background of, like, you know, even the banks, like Bank of America, that's involved in a lot of stuff going on today, used to be known as Bank of Italy. And that's where it actually got its start and its roots. And it has a very strong corporatist or fascist bent to it. But I wanted to bring up the issues of, like, not only George Bush, of course, being German, and nothing against German. I mean, people need to listen to what I'm saying and listen closely. I'm talking about German royalty, like the Habsburgs. But Bush is, of course, German, his family. He is related to Queen Elizabeth. Queen Elizabeth is, of course, German. And I was even talking to someone today at a gas station, kid working there, and we're just talking about politics and all this stuff or whatever. And he's from Jordan, and he was telling me that the king in Jordan is also Germanic. His roots are German. And
yeah.
When you start
–
well, I want to get it real quick. Just I'm going to throw out a bunch of stuff real quick and then let you jump in, and then we'll go to some calls. But – the company that won the World Trade Center, this isn't something where the Marshall Plan has quote-unquote worked properly, as some callers have tried to call in the show before and say. This is where these large corporate families from around the world are and have been working together to say either you become part of the corporation or the government and we work hand in hand, or you're out on your own and you're one of the little people. And set up this, you know, corporate feudal state. But the company that won the World Trade Center elevator contract for the new World Trade Center building is a company called ThyssenKrupp. And I think you mentioned that they just changed their name, or they, I think they Was that, James, did you mention that before?
I don't think I mentioned that, but I think I've heard that recently, yeah.
Yeah, that they were changing their name. And that is one of the games that goes on with this. But Thiessen is Thiessen Steel that Prescott Bush got nabbed for trading with the enemy's weapons and warship manufacturer from Nazi Germany, Thiessen. And Thiessen and Krupp are two families that are married together, and Krupp is a weapons manufacturer that dates back to the 1500s, making cannons and more. The Thiessen family is married to the Krupp family, and Thiessen Krupp family is now married into the Habsburg family, which is German royalty, and the reason we started and had World War I and even World War II, if not the Cold War. And if you read Philip Bobbitt's book, The Shield of Achilles, it gets into that, you know, the last 1300 years of European history, if not world history, has evolved or revolved around one thing and one thing only, which is the unification or reunification of Germany. And this goes back to basically Charlemagne, who brought together, when he was alive, that entire region, Austria, Bavaria, Germany, the German Federations, German Republics, Liechtenstein, Luxembourg. These are countries that they're now known by. Back in the day, it was known as, you know, Greater Germania. Switzerland, Liechtenstein, who else did I leave out? Prussia, et cetera, that were all married together. They were seen so powerful, too powerful, that they were broken up by the Roman Catholic Church, or you know, the European elites, the European wealthy families. But if you look into what has gone on, like even the Hadron Collider that we had in Texas that Bush was involved in shutting down, which was the third most, it was three times more powerful than any other Hadron Collider out there, period. There aren't a lot out there. There's only one in CERN, Switzerland, which is the back door, you know, to Germany in that region. It's the banking capital for that entire region. And now they are, it's like the Hubble telescope. It's the only Hadron Collider of any real magnitude in the world. And it's a R&D program, much like the Hubble telescope, that the amount of information and technology that will spin off of this is, it's insurmountable amount of information. I mean, it's just, they will be pouring in streams and streams of information, just like from the Hubble telescope, that will take decades, if not even centuries, to get through and to figure out. And it's an R&D program. It's not just about science and technology. It's about weaponry. And this type of weaponry centered in this area to where now the European Union is not just 27 member nation states of the EU. I say it's England and the United Kingdom, 54 member nations of the Commonwealth, because they're even bringing up how Argentina is part of the EU now. And now they've married most of all of Europe somehow together, and a large swath of, you know, the world, and, you know, we're to be enveloped into that, married with Canada, which is, you know, constitutional monarchy. You know my position on this, James. But there is a very strong German thread running through all of this that just, it simply cannot be escaped. And I'm not pointing at the German people. I'm pointing at German royalty. And with that, we'll be right back. 800-313-9443. I'm going to throw it back to James after this break, and then we'll go to some calls. This is Republic Broadcasting Network, your program In the Zone. Host Derek Schein and James Corbett from the Corbett Report. We'll be right back.
Shocking, terrifying, but very truthful and revealing. Finally, a documentary on the horrifying results of unopposed estrogen. Estrogen dominance. Are we writing our own epitaph? I urge you to go to www.republicbroadcasting.org. Click on the HealthLink America banner and watch the documentary, The Disappearing Male. To my knowledge, this is the first documentary about the threat that unopposed estrogen poses to our survival as a species. It's a real eye-opener. But the documentary gives no solution to the problem. We have the solution. If we don't get the progesterone message to the younger generation, especially the young women, our very survival is in jeopardy. Again, that website is www.republicbroadcasting.org. Click on the HealthLink America banner After viewing, please visit our website, www.healthlinkamerica.com.
The Grainmaker Grain Mill. Handmade goodness since 1999. Handcrafted stainless steel and high-quality alloys. There has not been a finer grain mill made right here in the great state of Montana. Hand-operated, the grain mill does it all. Wheat, corn, peanut butter, rye, rice, coffee, beans, flaxseed, all grain types. Make your own gluten-free flour. Experience the satisfaction of providing wholesome, nutritious foods for your family without additives or preservatives. Each mill is handcrafted with manufacturer's lifetime warranty. To order your grain mill, call us at 1-800-724-2719 or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Take a look at why this grain mill will be passed down through generation.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
All right, we're back. I just want to read this real quick, and this is from Philip Bobbitt's The Shield of Achilles, War, Peace, and the Course of History. I would recommend people to read it. This is from page, like, I think it's 211 or something or whatever, but it's part three of The Historic Consequences of the Long War. And I'm going to, after I finish this, I'm going to throw it right back to James and let him pick up. The Historic Consequences of the Long War thesis: the market state is superseding the nation state as a consequence of the end of the Long War. The end of the Long War has been quickly followed by the emergence of a new constitutional order. This new form is the market state. Whereas the nation state, with its mass free public education, universal franchise, and social security policies, promised to guarantee the welfare of the nation, the market state promises instead to maximize the opportunity of the people, and thus tends to privatize many state activities and to make voting and representative government less influential and more responsive to the market. The United States, a principal innovator in the development of the market state, must fashion its strategic policies with this fundamental constitutional change in mind. Back to you, James.
Well, a very interesting analysis, and it actually jives well with what I've been studying this week in studying for my podcast episode, which I'm doing on the Rand Corporation. And I've been going over things like Adam Curtis's documentary for the BBC, The Trap, where he's talking about basically the same idea of the market state and how that's been manipulated and engineered and brought into existence by people at Rand and other such wonderful think tanks that are benevolently trying to help us all, I'm sure. And talking about that notion that we are all becoming these, not even citizenry, but we're just sort of individuals who are really consumers who are making choices in this market state that will somehow rationally provide us with all the best in life. But And obviously, I am wholeheartedly opposed to that, but it does leave the question of what do we want to see in its place? Because I don't want the nanny state. I don't want the state looking after and taking care of everyone, because we know where that leads. So it does lead to the question of what type of state we're really looking for here.
Well, I mean, certain things in my mind, and this is where I think our founders started off, and many people in between here in the United States, if not in other places throughout the globe, whether they're in a republic or even in a kingdom, is that people want a minimum of public services. That, you know, like the, here in the United States, the Postal Service, that we should have some kind of, I mean, almost like NASA. You know, we've got people going in and trying to break NASA to make sure it doesn't work. I believe a lot of the problems that have happened with the shuttles and more may have been more involved than just accidents, quote unquote. But, you know, maybe I've been watching Star Trek too much, to where at some point they want to take down everything and anything that is not for profit, that is a public trust, that is done. Like even the in London, the London Bridge was set up as a public trust. And it was set up with public and private funds. It was managed so well. And this is like the gold standard of examples. But the London Bridge House Trust was so well managed over the last 800 years, that, and it was set up to just maintain the London Bridge. And the London Bridge was basically built, I don't want to quote from like Field of Dreams, you know, build it and they'll come. But they basically set up and built the London Bridge to where it opened up commerce, trade, and transportation, and that building this off of public funds at cost to build it and cost to maintain it, not with any profit, in and of itself, it opened up commerce, trade, and transportation 1,000-fold compared to what it cost because of the traffic from rich and poor crossing the bridge freely and carrying on commerce, trade, and transportation. And that when you open up the conduits and provide the conduits, whether it be the internet, whether it be the electrical grid, whether it be communications, whether it be transportation, if there is this well-designed system that we all benefit from, rich and poor, that we all share, rich and poor, not like our mass transit system, not like our public transportation now, but to where the rich, like even on their health care, where the things that they fight for and improve don't just benefit the rich, they benefit everybody. And that
right,
they, that,
right, exactly. And this is the idea that I think is one of the most promising for the idea of a reform to the monetary system, is to have a currency that's spent into existence by the government on fundamental infrastructure and using that as the basis for the economy, which I think is a much, much more sound way of doing it than having money borrowed into existence at the expense of the people to the debt of the private banksters.
Well, even to a degree to where there's a private and a public monetary system. I mean, we kind of had that for, we thought we had that, but now the whole monetary system is basically privatized. Think about if the Federal Reserve System here in the United States was a public trust, and that any and all profit went back to better currency, better monetization.
If the Treasury actually controlled the Fed instead of the private bankers who own the sheriffs.
Right.
But exactly. And that's the point. I mean, it's not just that the banking system has been, the monetary system has been privatized. It's monopolized. I mean, they've illegalized, competition. There is no competition possible. So, I mean,
But it's even beyond that. It's organized crime.
Ping pong. Absolutely.
And we'll be right back and we'll take calls and, 800-313-9443. We got a couple people holding, and thanks, James. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fast fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at zero debt in 90 days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information, 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
This is an important message from HempUSA.org for our listeners who are advancing in age, baby boomers, and to all who want to be healthy. We urge you to try our microplant powder and see the difference it makes in your life. Please visit HempUSA.org and read about microplant powder. It's easy to take, one heaping tablespoon in any liquid 3 times a day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. Please inform your family, friends, and relatives about this incredible product. It can change your life if you give it a chance. So try microplant powder today. Call 908-691-2608. In this toxic world, microplant powder can help now in cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, viruses, fungus, and bacteria. Please download our catalog at hempusa.org today.
What really gets in the way of your goals and dreams? Time? Money? Education? Well, if it's all of the above, Ashworth College is for you. Ashworth can help you achieve your goals by letting you study at your own pace, online, anywhere, anytime. Your computer is your classroom. With programs as low as $39 a month, Ashworth College is one of the most affordable online schools out there. Just $39 a month. Plus, Ashworth offers over 100 nationally accredited college programs, such as criminal justice, healthcare, technology, and business. You could earn as much as $300,000 more than those without an associate's degree. No high school diploma? Well, Ashworth even offers high school completion programs. So call an Ashworth Career Advisor right now, toll free at 1-866-504-8173. That's 1-866-504-8173. Or go to AshworthTraining.com.
Yeah. All right, back, and I don't know, it's like 9:30 out here, and California. What time is it there, James?
2:30 Sunday afternoon.
Ah, nice day.
It is not terrible, but it was snowing yesterday.
Oh, really? Today is nice out here in California.
Oh, good.
It's February 12th, 2011, and it's about 11:30 Central Time, p.m. in United States, of course. What were we talking about just before we went to break? We were going to go
what
to
some were we callers. Talking about? I think, why don't we try that? I don't remember where we were.
800-313-9443. Let me go to Larry in North Dakota, supposedly. And Larry, do you have a quick question or got a bunch of calls?
I hope you don't mind my asking.
I probably will, but go ahead.
I was wondering whether Eric Schein or Mr. Corbett, either of you, might be partially or fully any Jewish heritage in your background?
None that I know of, and why does that matter?
And I would ask the same question of James Corbett.
Actually, I'm a shape-shifting reptoid from the planet Zupton, and that means
nice.
That you probably shouldn't
like...
listen to anything I have to say. So,
the reason that I ask is I wonder how you fellows can really maintain with a straight face,
another racist rant.
Do you have any kind of point, or do you have any kind of like a question other than a personal attack upon me or James for whatever reason? Do you want to go to an issue that you have a problem with?
Like yes. Yeah, the issue that I have a problem with is when you consider the fact that our Federal Reserve has been owned.
You heard us talk about the Federal Reserve. You were listening to the program, right?
Yeah.
I'm against the Federal Reserve. I believe that we should have a, if anything, some kind of hybrid at worst, if not the Treasury, the United States Treasury. You know, our monetary system is a public trust. It's just like a public library. It's just like a public road. Any benefits from it should accrue to all the people, not just some little select group of people. So
well,
I don't understand.
May I ask my question and then get an answer to it?
Sure, if you're not going to, like, ask me. I mean, can I ask you, are you Jewish? Are you Catholic? Are you Christian? What does it matter? Is there, we don't have, just like in the Constitution, I don't have any kind of, like, faith test for people coming on the program and trying to stick on point about what's going on here in the United States. I'm not the problem. I don't think James is the problem. So I don't know why you're trying to point at me or him.
I'm just asking a question. I'll be happy to answer your question.
Well, then point at the Federal Reserve. Ask that question. Talk about the Federal Reserve.
I would like an answer. My answer to your question is I'm a Christian. I'm not Jewish.
Great.
I would like to get an answer to the question which I asked to James Corbett. James Corbett, do you have Jewish blood in your ancestors?
But I don't understand what the point is. Go to the Federal Reserve. Why don't you talk about that?
Okay,
why don't you talk about public trust versus private trust? Why don't you
Can I first get an answer to my question of James Corbett?
James Corbett, are you
Jewish?
If you want to ask me if I'm Jewish, if you want to ask me if I'm Jordanian, if you want to ask me if I'm from Nepal, I don't care. But honestly, if that matters to you, then I ask you to stop listening to me and stop listening to anything I have to say, because it will not matter to you.
Why does it matter?
You can't get off that point. Mike, hello?
Hello.
My producer, when I need him, he was going to help out. There we go. Yeah. And I'm sorry, but at some point, if you want to ask a question on point to something that matters, it doesn't matter who or what or where James is coming from. It goes from... You know, it's like in my, from like even my academy, it's deeds, not words. It's what, you know, but here, to an extent, it's what you're saying. And, you know, I don't know. I don't see any kind of hidden agenda behind James. I don't have any kind of hidden agenda. I'm sticking up for American flag shipping, American, jobs, American built ships here in the United States. I'm sticking up for American flag, United States Merchant Marine, as an issue of not only civil defense, but national security. So I don't know how anybody could call in and, especially if they say that they're an American or a Christian or whatever, how they can somehow attack me or James for any kind of views along those lines. Or even what we
absolutely
put out.
Absolutely. It's just the stupidest way of trying to frame people in a certain argument or trying to, whatever, put people in certain boxes. Because, of course, for those people, it always comes down to race. For the record, I have no Jewish blood in my family at all that I know of. But, if people come calling and asking, what are you and what is your ethnic background or whatever,
with
some sort of pointed agenda, I will refuse to answer them on every occasion, because it's just a stupid way of framing a stupid argument.
I know, but it's like, what are we talking about then? It's like, okay. Are you Egyptian, James?
Yes, or, you got me.
Are you Tunisian? Are you Yemen? Are you a Yemeni?
I am all of the above. The racist rants are to me the most disappointing, because disappointing not because I think they're necessarily all COINTELPRO and federal agents designed to infiltrate or whatever. I think there are a lot of weak-minded people out there who truly do believe that this is some sort of racial or ethnic issue. And for those people, I mean, they're just so far gone, I don't really know what to say to them. They're beyond the point of reason. Because nothing will really satisfy that kind
of... Well, but it's, I mean, even that is to, like, you know, if you go back to Italy back in the day when it was a republic 2,000 years ago, those people that called themselves Roman were not really from even necessarily that area. They were from all over the world.
Exactly, I mean, right. Exactly.
There
right.
were there were an elite set of, you know, a lot of the families that were there that even established the Venetian and more, some of them came from Germany. Some came from Switzerland, or what we now call Switzerland and or Germany, and other regions. People migrated back in the day, back then too. Just, and a perfect example of it is what we today call Americans.
Yeah.
You move back. It is. I mean,
I know exactly. Well, but, you see, this is the point about the categorization and the labeling. If you want to look into specific people and specific family networks and things, then yes, that can be fruitful. But if you want to talk in broad scopes about everyone,
like
a certain ethnicity. Yeah.
Like Rothschild.
Yeah, exactly. Right. And look at specific people with specific power.
Right. And how they're corrupting, and because there's too much power. Like even Bloomberg, as a billionaire in charge of New York City as the mayor, I find that how can the New Yorkers put up with that?
You know, it is plutocracy, right? I mean, that's the exact definition of it.
It's a corporatocracy.
Right.
I mean, because it's just, he's no better or worse than Berlusconi in Italy.
Exactly. I was just going to say, I mean, it's Berlusconi in New York. Right?
Exactly. I mean, and he's not a public servant. He's a self-serving individual. He's in there for himself and his friends. You know, and you know, I don't know. Let's go to Chad. We tried going to Chad in Alaska. Chad.
Yeah, hello?
Yeah, how's it
going,
Chad?
Hi, I'm really kind of confused now because I was really interested in the topic that you started out with, and I'd have a lot to say on it. But the reason I called in early is because I've been listening to Eric for, gosh, 5 or more years since he was on RBN, then went to GCN and back to RBN. And I've studied his website, and I've really tried to understand his basic issues and what he really wanted people to understand or why he...
Let me make it real clear for you, Chad. The Coast Guard is supposed to be a civil service. It's saying it's now a branch of military in Homeland Security, coming under military law, Title 10, UCMJ, martial law, saying that it can administer civilian affairs. That is the core. And that goes into the Merchant Marine as well, to where you're in Alaska. Hell, I mean, you should be benefiting, and not only oil for ships or ships for oil or whatever back and forth, but at some point, if anything happens in Alaska, like what happened in Valdez back in the, I think it was the 60s, where it got wiped out by a tsunami, you know, we have ships that could go up there with water makers and generators and more that could help out the local people, our fellow citizens who are up in Alaska. But we don't have that kind of a system anymore, because those vessels that are supposed to be part of our public system that are there for peace and prosperity and warfare, if needed, to be able to be converted overnight to defend the country, not to attack defenseless countries, you know, overseas and through wars of aggression and more. I believe in defense. I went to a military academy, but I don't believe in war for profit. I'm sorry. I just, you know, we could do more through, if we took the billions that are being spent, I mean, trillions literally being spent in Iraq and Afghanistan and the Middle East, and use them here at home, we would be living in heaven on earth.
Well, I guess that kind of relates to the topic that you started out with tonight. I mean, I'd still really like to learn, understand you more sometime, but for now, I guess it seems like what I would have to say related to this topic is that I would kind of
the topic being Germany and royalty would be how I would define it in two words, but go ahead.
I got part of that, but it seems...
Well, no, go ahead. Wherever you want to go with it, go ahead. You have free reign.
Okay, well, it seems to me that, you know, if we start out, like, from the point of primitive man, he invented technologies to make his life easier, and that resulted in increased populations and increased social structures with increased human hierarchies and powers. And
right, it developed civilization.
Yeah, and associated corruption, because power was always associated with corruption. And then we came to the Industrial Revolution and machinery and then the transistor technology and everything has just kept accelerating and accelerating, and then if you throw on top of that our fiat money system...
To where you're saying it's easier and easier with technology for less and smaller group of people to be more and more corrupt.
Or even a larger number of people would be more and more corrupt and more powerful.
Sure.
But my point is that in the beginning, technology served man, but I think now we're all serving the system, and we can't stop serving the system, because if we do, we'll all die, because we've extended our existence far beyond the natural limits.
Well, I don't agree with that, because if you look up in the night sky at night and see the stars and the amount of resources that are out there, it's limitless. And if we could take the money that's being spent in warfare and spent on getting off the planet and setting up colonies on the moon, something way beyond the space lab or whatever, to where we're actually not just on the moon, but even on other planets in our solar system, if not outside of our solar system. Because then we go, like, you know what is probably the most precious commodity, and I hate to put it in those terms, it's people. It's humans, because there's not that many of us. And you know what? There's a billion, there's a countless number of stars out there with countless, just unfathomable amount of resources, to where we need people, not resources.
Well, I have done the calculations, and if you look up the amount of arable land on Earth, it's 7 trillion acres, or 7 trillion square, billion square miles or something. And if you divide it by the number of people on Earth, you get 30 by 30 yards of arable land for each person on Earth right now. And that's for all their food.
But even look at the things that we could do right now. If we started doing, like, you know, one of the biggest problems with global warming, if you really believe in all that, is the sun. Oh, my God. Forget about what man is doing. And, yeah, we shouldn't be throwing up pollutants into the atmosphere and burying them and doing all kinds of stuff that we're doing. But at some point, if we started to strengthen the ice fields at the polar caps and build up the Van Allen belts, the you know, force fields, you know, that protects the Earth, and did constructive things like that and lowered the sea level, you can see even now on some of these dumb programs like Alien Invaders or whatever, they're showing these complexes over in Japan. And I don't know if, James, you've heard about this or gotten more into this now recently, but they're about 60 to 90 feet underwater, and it's a huge, you can see, you know, they have video of it now with all kinds of divers, to where it's clearly some kind of man-made complex that is submerged by water.
Yeah, well, you're making my point that we have to rely on ever-increasing technology to bail out our ever-increasing population, and our fiat monetary system with its ever-increasing debt requires an ever-increasing population to keep feeding it and paying off the debt. And we're just on this runaway train where we have to keep advancing.
Well, what is the alternative? I mean, so we decide that 1 billion people is enough, so we kill off the other 6 billion, and we institute a system that's completely controlled and regulated so that no one can possibly be born without a license and all of that.
I'm saying we don't even need to go there.
We absolutely don't. It's complete Malthusian trash that's been circulated
it goes back
for 200 years.
It goes back to the medieval ages. It's the same thing.
Absolutely. They came up with this idea that there's a carrying capacity for the Earth that's based on vague numbers, and every single generation for over 200 years, they've been predicting, this is it. This is the end of humanity. We can't support any more people. And every single generation for at least 200 years, guess what? We've managed to have more and more people. It is a lie and a fraud that's designed to cover the tracks for the people who are in charge of the system and want to bring in a complete control grid. And unfortunately, if you go down that path, that is the only possible solution to all of this, is to try to limit the amount of population and to kill off those that you find despicable or that are too many people. That's exactly the type of just defeatist thing.
Go ahead, Chad. Clear that up real quick, but I want to get some other calls in.
I'm not going there, and you know what? I mean, I know some of my arguments might have started out similar to what you're arguing against, but I'm not going there. What I'm saying is that, you know.
Well, Chad, wait, Chad, before, because we're getting to the end of the program, call in next week, because I don't want to cut you off. I want to give you a chance to, like, you know, make yourself clear. We're going to break. Chad, we'll come back to you right after the break, but then I want to get in a couple of their calls. But I'll let you clarify right after the break. We're in the last segment coming up, people. It's James Corbett at Corbett Report. I am Eric Schein. This is In the Zone. This is Republic Broadcasting. We're talking to Chad in Alaska, and we'll try to get to Alex in Florida. And okay, and Carlisle and Larry. Hold on.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself, as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Attention RBN listeners, the Freeze-Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees, but we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Extend your life with
Extendovite. Hi, I'm Don Wiskin, and have you ever wondered what the garlic cayenne drops could do for you? February is Heart Month, and we want you to find out just what can happen when you take the right combination of herbs designed to maintain our cardiovascular health. Purchase a 4-month supply of Extendovite drops or capsules, plus get a bonus month supply of capsules for only $125 plus shipping. That's 5 months worth of Extendivite for $25 per month. This is a Heart Month special to help get you started on your path to better health and ends February 28th. So don't be left out. Find out what Extendivite can do for you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
All right, we're going to go to do some house cleaning. We got to do take care of real quick. We're going to go to Carlisle in Minnesota real quick. Carlisle, you there?
Yes, years ago when the COVID.
All right, you've been banned from the show, and you know that you've been banned from the show, producer.
All right. Okay. Well,
so now we got that taken care of. I want to go back to Chad in Alaska. Chad.
Yeah, hold on.
Yeah, sorry. Go ahead. We only got a couple minutes, and you heard me ask you, call in next week, please. I'm not trying to cut you short. It's an hour. It goes by quick. I wish I'd gotten you in sooner. And, you know, it sounds like you're legitimate and you want to talk about some stuff and you're not, you know.
Yeah, well, my point is that we're on this runaway train with our fiat money system and technology, which is required to support the expansion of the system that we're all engaged in. And that, you know, as it moves forward, it's becoming very complex, and we're relying on technologies to even manage and control all the systems that sustain our society, and that as we keep moving into the future, we're moving towards something like in the first Matrix movie, where we keep giving up our autonomy and labor into and passing it the buck to technology.
Well, we've become nothing but batteries.
Well, I'm saying that we're developing into a species that serves technology in exchange for our life, and
kind of like the Borg.
I'm wondering if that is possible.
But see, that's where I have a problem, because I don't think we have to go there. That we can put limits on technology and make sure that anybody that breaks those limits goes to jail or is imprisoned or banned from the technology or access to it. Just like weaponry, that at some point, you know, we don't want everybody and their mother to have nuclear weapons. We don't want everybody and their mother to have certain technologies that could be misused or mishandled unless they're, you know, have some kind of proven record, like RFID, you know, tracking technology. I don't think that should be attached to a person. I don't think we should have a tracking device implanted in us. I don't think that's a good idea. But using it on like a pallet, to where you're using it to track and ship pallets, I don't see a problem with that. As long as
the new technologies, such as genetic engineering and nanotechnology, they're not technologies that require rare materials or specialized laboratories or any kind of vast industrial base, such as nuclear technology did. And as we enter those technologies, we're going to see that anybody anywhere in the world will be able to play with these things, and they're technologies that have the capacity to eliminate all human life on Earth.
I agree.
I agree wholeheartedly that technology, I mean, is extremely, very much a double-edged sword, and it's a very legitimate concern of the extent to which technology will control us. But I think that we have to differentiate between technology and the uses that we put technology to. And we have to understand that technology can be used for good purposes as well.
Yeah. Yeah, but we're entering. I mean, regardless, all the top geniuses in the world, from Ray Kurzweil to Bill Joy to Noam Chomsky.
Right.
I mean, they're all agreeing that humanity's on a precipice, and we have at least 50% chance of wiping ourselves out in the next 100 years.
But that's if we take the technology, like even the Hadron Collider, and what I brought up and talked about earlier in the show. And how politics are coming into that, rather than simply science, rather than applying it for the benefit of all mankind, it's being given over or handed over to a very rich, a very self-appointed, self-elect group of royals who have, moved or gravitated towards power for hundreds, if not thousands of years. And we can't allow that.
Okay, well, thank you for your time. I guess we're out of time.
Hey,
yeah, we are.
But
Ted, really, call back next week. It's a fascinating discussion. We should continue it.
Okay, thank you.
All right.
Okay, well, Eric, thank you so much for having us on again.
Thanks, James. Next week. All right?
Yep.
Gold.